Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And we're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. And it's just you and me this segment. I want to talk. I've been talking about blockchain. I've been talking about Facebook's Libra, their new cryptocurrency. Now I want to talk a little bit about what all this means to you, small business owners. Some of you may have already had people ask you if you'll take cryptocurrency. Some of you may even be taking cryptocurrency. There's going to be an increased ability through your credit card companies. You saw that some of the major credit card companies are supporting the Libra. So it's possible that somebody could want us to pay you a hamburger or for whatever you sell or your services using their Libra account, which is part of what a credit card company would be offering. I'm not sure, we're still not sure how all that's going to roll out, but eventually, over the next 5 years, you're probably going to be taking in revenue that an intermediary like MasterCard or Visa or American Express or some of those guys discover how they will convert that. If you operate in dollars, which you will, and you take in a Facebook coin, a Libra, as payment, then that intermediary, like the credit card company, will convert that into dollars for you. Now, the challenge that we're all going to have is when you take in a dollar today, you expect it to be worth basically the same thing tomorrow. Whereas a cryptocurrency, unless they can find a way to make the cryptocurrency tied to something that's more stable, like gold or like the dollar or something like that, then you're going to be worried about taking, for example, if you took Bitcoin today and you held it till tomorrow and it dropped $1,000, well, you lost that money. Bitcoin is not stable right now, right? Even though it's going up at this moment, it seems, it's not really stable. You have to be worried about taking it. Well, all that's got to get resolved, but sometime in the next, there's a pretty good chance I know that in the next 5 years that the government will have to find a way to deal with cryptocurrency. Not because they don't like cryptocurrency, but because I believe they'll do it because it is a potential threat to the strength of the dollar. In the United States case, It's a potential threat to the U.S. dollar, because if you take a company like Amazon, who has its own huge ecosystem, it's the largest e-commerce company entity in the world, huge revenues, right, and lots of fiat money, lots of sovereign currency going through their company. If they create their own currency, their own Amacoin, then whenever you started doing business with that, if you're a seller on Amazon, you can take it in Amacoin whenever they create it, and then you can spend it on Amacoin, right, and stay right there. You can take it for your payment for your whatever you sell on Amazon, and then you could spend it on at Whole Foods, which Amazon owns, or the Ring doorbell thing. Never use a dollar right there, in as long as you stay in their ecosystem. Well, I'm convinced that kind of behavior, that kind of proliferation, the ubiquity, the increased ubiquity of a cryptocurrency, I think that there's somebody in the government right now is looking at what is that going to do to the soundness, to the strength of the dollar. And remember, our dollar is not just something that we want to control because of trade, right? We don't want it to be too strong. We don't want it to be too weak. It's also our biggest defensive and offensive weapon. It is a major source of strength geopolitically for us. The United States could not put pressure on Iran if it weren't for the strong dollar. For example, we couldn't deal with China the way we're dealing with China if it weren't for the strength of our dollar. Anything that weakens that, that we don't have some kind of control over, I don't think the government's going to let that go lightly. So look for that kind of a tete-a-tete. Look for that kind of a conflict. There's going to be a reckoning. I don't know what it's going to look like. There's going to be a reckoning about all this. So that's one of the ways to watch as Leaper rolls out on Facebook. I'm Jim Blassingame. I got to go for this hour, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.